Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 18.4 lakh crore rupees in cumulative transactions, that is the milestone the Government E-Marketplace, or GeM, has just crossed, marking a significant transformation in India's public procurement landscape. What makes this significant is that this digital marketplace, launched in August 2016 under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, has replaced the traditional, often opaque government purchasing system with a unified, transparent platform. First, let's understand how GeM works. Government buyers, including central ministries, public sector undertakings, and state departments, register on the platform and post their procurement requirements. Sellers, which include micro and small enterprises, manufacturers, and service providers, list their products and services. Then, through reverse auctions and direct purchases, buyers can compare prices, negotiate, and place orders directly. Crucially, it is mandatory for central government ministries to use GeM for procurements above a certain threshold, as per a circular by the Directorate General of Supplies and Disposals. It is worth pausing here to note that this shift to GeM has been instrumental in promoting transparency and accountability in public procurement. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that traditional procurement systems were often marred by corruption and inefficiency. GeM, on the other hand, provides a level playing field for all sellers, including micro and small enterprises, which are critical to India's economic growth. Now, let us turn to the role of micro and small enterprises on GeM. The public procurement policy for micro and small enterprises, which was introduced in 2012, mandates that at least 25% of total central government procurement must come from micro and small enterprises, with a minimum of 4% from those owned by scheduled castes and scheduled tribes. GeM's digital architecture has made it easier to comply with this policy, with over 11 lakh micro and small enterprises registered on the platform as of the last financial year. What's more, 68% of the order volume in the last financial year went to these enterprises, reducing their dependence on agents and middlemen. And here is something that surprises many students: orders to women-led micro and small enterprises on GeM have been significant, with over 28,000 crore rupees worth of orders placed in the last financial year alone, marking a 28% year-on-year growth. This is aligned with the Women Entrepreneurship Platform, which cross-links with GeM and is also part of the broader initiatives like the PM Vishwakarma and Stand Up India schemes. Moving on to GeM's role in digital public infrastructure, it is considered a key component of India's broader digital public infrastructure stack, alongside other initiatives like the Unified Payments Interface, Aadhaar, and the Open Network for Digital Commerce. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? The answer lies in the fact that a robust digital public infrastructure is critical for promoting ease of doing business, improving governance, and enhancing the overall competitiveness of the economy. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Government E-Marketplace, or GeM, has crossed a cumulative gross merchandise value of 18.4 lakh crore rupees since its launch in August 2016. The last financial year, 2025 to 2026, contributed over 5 lakh crore rupees to this total, marking the highest single-year gross merchandise value in GeM's history. Remember this number, 18.4 lakh crore rupees, as it is a significant milestone in India's public procurement landscape. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to both GS Paper 2, which covers governance, and GS Paper 3, which covers the economy. In GS Paper 2, you need to focus on e-governance and digital transformation of public services, transparency and accountability in public procurement, and the policy for micro and small enterprises. In GS Paper 3, You need to look at public procurement as a fiscal stimulus and a tool for supporting micro, small, and medium enterprises, the role of digital portals in improving the ease of doing business, and the significance of domestic procurement in enhancing India's export and supply chain resilience. This development marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards a more transparent and efficient public procurement system, and its implications will be felt across various sectors of the economy, from micro and small enterprises to the broader digital public infrastructure landscape.